On the line now I have Siobhan O'Donovan, and she's the organiser of the Doggy Do, which is taking place on September the 12th. Good afternoon, Siobhan. How are you?
I'm well, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Is this
good.
The... Is this the? What's it like out now, by the way?
What's it like out now? It is grey, little patch of the blue, but cold and probably going to rain.
Ah, well, I'm
the same.
I played the right song anyway.
You did.
Now, the Doggy Do, I hope you have a great... the weather usually is good in September anyway. Is this the first of days?
It's the very first of its kind, I think, also. It's a day-long festival celebrating our furry friends, the dog.
Mm-hmm. And where did it come from, the idea?
The idea, I suppose, it's... myself and my husband, Connor, we're big dog lovers, and we visit New York every year. And in October, there's this amazing Halloween event centred around a really dog-friendly park in the East Village called Tompkins Square Park. There's a beautiful dog run there where people can bring the dogs to play and socialise. And for Halloween, they have a special event where dogs and their humans all get dressed up in amazing little costumes. And they have a competition to crown the winning dog and different categories. And it's just a kind of an amazing social event for dog lovers getting together, and also absolutely hilarious and very cute. So it really appealed to us, and we thought, well, maybe it's time Dublin had something on that scale. Mm-hmm. And then the more we talked, more than just a dress-up thing, it could actually be an event where we can promote making dogs more welcome in the city and more part of our community, because mm-hmm. they are our very good friends, and they're not welcome in a lot of places in town, and it's kind of hard to find places to go with your dog. Mm-hmm. And it's also really nice for dog owners to get together and just hang out for the day. And we're planning on having vets giving talks. We'll have groomers, we'll have trainers doing little workshops, and we'll have some really nice people who make gorgeous things for dogs, like collars and organic washes and all that sort of stuff. So there'll be a little mini shopping area. There'll be great food, and we're going to have music as well. But the main event is a doggy dress-up parade and the crowning of the Dog of Dublin.
Wow, that sounds terrific. I was just thinking as you were talking there, I'm down in St. Anne's over here in the north side quite a lot. And a lot of the parks, actually, and you see people with the dogs, and a great conduit for people to get to know each other, never mind the dogs. But this,
it's an amazing thing, isn't it? Once you go out with the dog, all other dog lovers want to say hello to you, and it's actually amazing. If you move into a neighbourhood and you have a dog, it's a really quick way to meet neighbours and make some friends around the place. So yeah, dogs are an amazing asset in our city, and we want to highlight that. And also, you know, there are issues around dog ownership, you know, being responsible and picking up your doggy's poop and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So that'll be part of it too.
Yep.
You know, just sort of making everybody aware of how to make Dublin more dog friendly and you know, help dog owners be a part of that, and think everybody should have a dog.
but I'm sure, like in America, as you were talking there in New York, that a lot of people in apartments have dogs, and a lot of people here in apartments have dogs as well. And
yeah,
it's a good it's a good way of integrating one dog with the other and that sort of thing. And it makes it more of a social thing for the dogs themselves.
It absolutely does, yeah. The dogs who are on their own can have sort of little socialisation issues, so it's lovely to have spaces where dogs can get together and have a bit of fun and just get more relaxed around other dogs and around people. And I think it's really nice when you see parks like that allow dogs and have dog-friendly areas. You'll often see, you know, people just hanging around watching the dogs, and you know, there's that lovely interaction there as well. That you know, it's kind of unusual in Ireland, but we're hoping to promote that. And we have Dogs Trust on board. We're supporting them at the event as well, because they do absolutely amazing work with rescuing dogs from pounds and also from puppy farms, which is a terrible problem in Ireland at the moment. So we're hoping to cover a lot of issues, but mainly it's going to be a really fun day. That's the main aim of us, you know. Even though there'll be serious stuff being talked about or being covered, it really will be just a fun a fun time for dogs and their humans and families and even people who don't have dogs but like dogs.
Okay,
just all welcome to come.
Yeah, I'll just put out the it's doggydo.ie for any information that people want, and if you want to.
That's right. Well, our big push at the moment, Noel, is to stage something like this. Obviously, costs money, and it's our first year. We didn't want to have sponsors on board because we wanted to really set up the festival in the nicest, best way possible and have full control of it. So we're running a funded campaign, which is a crowdfunding method. So there's a website, funded.ie. You'll find the doggy do on there, and there are basically different ways to fund us, ranging from about €15 up to €1,000. Each package will include your tickets for the day. Tickets aren't even on sale yet, so this is a way of getting in advance. And it's basically each reward package will have tickets, but also great little add-ons, like there might be free grooming session or a framed portrait of your dog taken by some great photographers. There are training sessions, brunch in a nice cafe, all different kinds of stuff. So fundit.ie and the doggy do. So we're looking for everybody to get on there and help us make the doggy do happen.
And of course, thanks of course to Dublin City Council for letting me use Merchant Square, a wonderful
which
park.
Which is amazing, because it's a beautiful park and it's so central and so leafy and lovely. It's gonna really, really add to the event.
The Q&A you talked about with the vets, I mean, I'm just reading about appetite for destruction. That's that's a great thing, because people often get dogs and they don't realise the first couple of months can be horrendous for
it. Can be mayhem
for your slippers and your furniture.
I know, and at the same time, it's so funny because you know, we forgive them because they just give you so much love. So no matter what they chew up, it always becomes a funny story. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
It's never a sad one. It's a funny one. And this will be just a segment where we get people from the audience up on the mic just to tell us some funny stories about some crazy thing their dog did. I think that's another thing. When you know dog owners, we all love talking about our dogs and comparing battle stories.
It is.
So that should be a fun one, I think, too.
Okay, now, is there a restriction on numbers? I noticed that you said the tickets and there that people can avail of them now. So there will be restriction to a certain extent, yeah?
There will be. We'll have to, just because of space and that sort of thing. Probably up to about 1,000 people are hoping to get in on the day. And as you were saying, September tends to be one of our nicest months of the year. The children will all be back in school. So, I think it'll be a good day. The 12th of September, hopefully the sun will be shining even sporadically and we won't have any rain. But even so, we'll be well prepared for it.
Okay, now I want to mention something finally. You've mentioned everything that's happening and to do with the dogs, but of course in the evening, for the adults, humans, there's
right.
some live music and an open-air movie screening as well.
That's right. One of our partners in the event are the Amazing Happenings group, and they basically instigated all of these amazing pop-up outdoor movie screenings that you see happening around the city now, and also in Cork and other places. We have this great facility. We'll have a big screen in the park, and once it gets a little bit dark, we'll be showing a dog-related movie, which we'll probably run a public vote prior to the event, with a choice of three and the public voting on which one we'll show. So it could be, who knows, could be Lassie Come Home, it could be Best in Show, could be Beethoven, who knows.
Yeah, I was just going to say that over the years there's always been canine heroes in the movies. You mentioned Lassie, Rin Tin Tin and Beethoven.
Absolutely.
And I'm just wondering,
we
don't seem to have had one in recent years. It sounds like it's going to be great.
There was Dog Hotel. That was one that was out recently. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, there's that old saying, never work with animals or children. So maybe people are a little bit afraid of working with dogs. But have you noticed there are dogs popping up in all kinds of advertising at the moment? That's something we've been noticing. Like the likes of UPC and Carlsberg, they all have dogs in their ads and the National Lottery. So there's definitely more and more interest and awareness about dogs, and we're hoping to tap into that.
Do you know that this is going to be a massive success on the 12th of September, Siobhan, and it's going to haunt you, and you're going to be organising, you'll be starting to work in October for next year, 2016, because I find when these things turn out, I hope you're prepared for that.
Listen, that would be the dream, that would be absolutely the dream, because this is something we've been thinking about for a couple of years, and Yeah, we just love being around dogs, so this is a great excuse for us to spend half the day looking at pictures of dogs, videos of dogs, thinking about dogs, and then hanging out with a load of dogs.
How many dogs have you got yourself?
Well, do you know what? At the moment, we have none because we lost our beloved little Poppy last October, and she was 20 years old, an amazing trooper, but we haven't actually got ourselves into an emotional state where we're ready for a new dog.
It's
yet.
Very hard. It's very. I had a dog many
it's
years
very
ago,
hard,
and
yeah.
I never replaced it as well.
There's so much part of your family. It's just. It's you nearly feel guilty almost thinking about getting another dog. But having said that, we were out with Dogs Trust for their open day a couple of weeks ago, and we were kind of falling in love. Every kennel we looked into, there were some absolutely charming, beautiful, amazing dogs out there.
You'll probably end up with about 12, right, you see?
Okay, absolutely, listen, a whole pack.
Well, as I say, it looks like, in a few years' time, you'll be gone now. We need a bigger venue. I wonder, is the Phoenix Park available?
We'll take it worldwide. We'll go around the country, and then we'll go around the world with the doggy do.
Okay, congratulations on this. It's a great idea, and I'm sure it's going to be a great success. And I hope to talk
thanks
to you
very much,
afterwards as well, Siobhan. Thank you very much.
Great, thanks very much.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's Siobhan O'Donovan, and she's the organiser, actually, of Doggy Doo, and it's on September the 12th. And you can look up fundit.ie, and that'll attach you to doggydoo.ie. And as I said, there's a little bit of restriction on tickets, so do get in there early.